And now this is a dictation for Tracy Kemp, K-E-M-P, February 5, 72, addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 4639360. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Tracy with IgM nephropathy, biopsy proving with complications of nephrotic syndrome, including venous arterial thrombosis and right sided below the knee amputation, remains on long-acting ACTAR, A-C-T-H-A-R. Last visit was in December. There was some edema on the left-sided after her cut scratches, although appears already improving, compressing stockings. Unfortunately, still smoking about seven cigarettes a day. A stable cough, minimal dyspnea, no pyrrole material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, no oxygen, no nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary problems. Remains on ACTAR and mycophenolate. Blood pressure, losartan, Coric, Aldactone, Lasix, on Fosamax for osteoporosis, started on Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, for the same purpose, anticoagulated with Coumadin. Present weight, 128, blood pressure, 136.90, lungs clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no ascites, minimal edema on the left-sided, prior amputation on the right, very pleasant, alert, or intestine 4, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is from June, normal kidney function, normal albumin, labs review, 24-hour urine, 1.36 grams, which is baseline for her. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, IgM nephropathy, biopsy proven. Severe complications of nephrotic syndrome as indicated above. Remains with long-term immunosuppressants with ACTAR and CellCept. Probably the ACTAR is doing the job. The CellCept could be decreased and stopped. There is low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Kidney function is normal. Blood pressure well controlled. Osteoporosis from the exposure to steroids on treatment. Lifelong anticoagulation Coumadin. Cholesterol management. There is a high hemoglobin from smoking. Other chemistry is stable. Come back in 6 months.